This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. President Trump is expanding his attacks after a weekend of bashing a leading black congressman. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says his tweets that Elijah Cummings' majority black Baltimore district is a disgusting mess where no human being would want to live were not racist. Instead, he says Cummings is racist for not helping his constituents. This morning, the president blasted civil rights advocate Al Sharpton, who went to Baltimore to condemn him, tweeting, "Al is a con man, a troublemaker." Sharpton says he'll keep making trouble for bigots.
If he really thought I was a con man, he'd be nominating me for his cabinet.
Aides say the president's comments were hyperbole, but they come after his racist tweets against four congresswomen of color. Sagar Magani at the White House.
On Monday, President Trump signed a bipartisan bill to ensure that a victim compensation fund related to the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001, never runs out of money.
Today, we come together as one nation to support our September 11th heroes, to care for their families, and to renew our eternal vow, never, ever forget.
The $7.4 billion fund had been running low, with benefits slashed severely. The legislation signed Monday extends the fund through 2092, essentially providing for first responders for the rest of their lives. Since 9/11, more than 40,000 people have applied to the fund. The United States is not ruling out working-level talks with North Korean officials on the sidelines of Southeast Asian regional meetings when U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrives in Thailand this week. Experts note that Pyongyang's recent missile launch is unlikely to reverse Washington's efforts. This is VOA News. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, led a delegation in Accra Sunday afternoon to attend the commemoration of the 400-year-old slave trade. She'll hold high-level talks with Ghanaian government leaders and address the nation's Senate. As part of the 400th anniversary of the first enslaved Africans landing in America, Pelosi will visit the Cape Coast and Elmina Castles and the Door of No Return, the gateway from which slaves were shipped across the sea. The delegation also plans to visit U.S. troops in Africa. A Chinese government official on Monday called on the people of Hong Kong to oppose violence and accused some Western politicians of stirring unrest. He also reiterated Beijing's support for Hong Kong's embattled chief executive, Carrie Lam. The comments followed a tense night in Hong Kong when protesters surged onto city streets and defied riot police who pelted them for hours with tear gas and rubber bullets. Many protesters say they are determined to continue to defy the government, which has rebuffed peaceful marches, calls for democratic elections, and demands for an independent investigation into police tactics. The large anti-government protests began nearly 2 months ago, triggered by a controversial bill that would have eased extradition proceedings from Hong Kong to China. Sudanese security forces shot and killed five people Monday after using live ammunition to put an end to protests, organizers said. According to the Sudanese Doctors' Central Committee, snipers fired upon the student protest at Al Obeid. Four students were among the dead. Demonstrators were organizing to protest shortages of services in the region and what they saw as an encroaching military presence. The killings come one day before talks are set to continue between protest leaders and the military leadership that currently holds power in the country. Authorities in the western U.S. state of California are searching for a suspected accomplice of a gunman who killed at least three people, including a six-year-old child, at the popular Gilroy Garlic Festival Sunday. Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy said the shooter, identified as a 19-year-old from California, appeared to randomly target people with an assault rifle.
There were reports of shooting on the north side of the Garlic Festival area. Officers were in that area and engaged the suspect in less than a minute. The suspect was shot and killed.
Police say they are investigating the motive for the shooting. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
The Voice of OAA 1. The Voice of America.